There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Friday. And easy to get in touch with the show. A call or a text, 243-251-343-0106. 251-343-0106 for call or text. And the FM Talk 106.5 app gives you an additional way to get in touch using that microphone icon on the front page. If you press that, lets you record a message, emails it to the show, and I can play it back here on the air. So check that out. And just enjoy the app in general. I know there's a lot of folks, it's pretty interesting. Like, we don't track like who you are or whatever, but it shows, you know, the app kind of all over the country where it's used, which is awesome. I mean, there's some people that are just moved and live there full time somewhere else and still catch up with what's going on where they're from on the app. And there's a lot of y'all that work out of town listening to it. It is interesting. And then, of course, for like tonight, the second Friday, I don't know, week, I get confused. Week one, like last week was week zero. What? The second Friday night of UMS Wright Bulldog football on tonight, and people can use the app, too, to listen at the game. So people use it for that as well. So if you haven't gotten the app, do yourself a favor. Go check it out at the App Store for iOS users or Android users, Google Play, both places. Just look for FM TALK 1065. All right, and you'll see our logo. That's us. Download the app. And we'll get to got a lot to get to today. Guest-wise, coming up at 1 o'clock, my buddy Captain Richard Rutland's going to join me. Also, Virginia Guy in hour two. She's with the Drug Education Council event coming up pretty soon. We'll talk about that. But yeah, to start off is tomorrow, 21 years since Hurricane Katrina. Like I said to Jeff, I know it quite well. My child, my first, was born during Katrina. It was one of those things. I was ready. It was a Sunday night. And I was ready to go to work in the morning and be there however long it took, because that's kind of what I cut my teeth in radio is could do those things and put those broadcasts together. So, you know, get ready to go in. And at that point, we're sitting around watching TV cover. You know, TV didn't have anything to show yet. I mean, it was showing the meteorologists were talking about it's coming, this and that. But they were doing like man on the street, just dumb stuff, like interviewing people. What are you cooking right now? Going to people's doors and stuff, just trying to find some way to fill their wall-to-wall coverage. And, of course, I was doing a commentary there in the living room. And at that point, my then-wife said, hey, we got to go. Came out with a little wheelie bag. I said, go where? Our child wasn't due till October. She said, to the hospital. And I said, for what? She said, we're having a baby. I'm like, yeah, in a month or so. No, now. And so we were in there, and the next day, my first was born. As the Katrina was ripping stuff up and the power goes out, of course, there's generators there at the hospital, but the generators, I can guarantee you, back then, did not power the air condition on the maternity floor at Providence. I can tell you right now, it was 90-something degrees inside the building. It was crazy. I think the heart floor, maybe, maybe emergency room and heart floor, they had air conditioning. We did not have air conditioning. So long night and day on that one. So, yeah, I will always remember where I was when Katrina hit and then the aftermath of that, and try to keep mom and new child in the hospital as long as possible, because it was generators and a mess out there, you know. Coming and going to see your newborn, chainsawing your way into the house to get stuff to bring it back, that was my memories there. Getting a lot of these on the text line here. I've got a new Katrina story, too, coming your way in a second. Let's see. This is from... Let's get caught up. Okay, Squirrelverine. That was also Michael Jackson's birthday and the date from Terminator when Skynet went self-aware in 1997. I didn't know that. There you go. Fire Dog said, I was in Iraq. Fire Dog, you're going to appreciate this next story. I was in Iraq when Katrina hit. We lived in Maryland at the time, so not much impact for me. So we're getting y'all's memories of what you were doing when Katrina hit 21 years ago tomorrow. You know, the story, and why I said Fire Dog, you'd appreciate this. So I was hanging out. I took a little trip here recently over to Florida. I just went over there and going scalloping, but that's a long story. They closed scallop season down. But so over there, and a big group of friends, and one of my friends there, Special Forces, retired, and was telling a story, you know, how so many military folks went in to New Orleans after Katrina. They did. So did the operators, the contract, like Blackwater. They were in there as well. But you told a story on doing rescues and wading through, you know, waist-deep water, whatever, in New Orleans. He actually had some funny stories about Navy SEALs that were there, too, but I'll save those stories. But he tells me the story. He said they're doing a rescue, and they're going up to a house, and they're getting the mother and children out of this house. And I think they've got the mother already in the boat. He said, so the operators, I think it was maybe there were Blackwater people there, too. I don't know, but the operators are there. They put Mama in the boat. They got her out of the house. She's in the boat. Now they're getting the kids, like handing the kids. There were several, maybe more than several. Let's say there were three, maybe more kids. And they're doing the handover thing, right? Like, you know, hand the child to you, then you hand it, and we're getting the kids in the boat. And so this is going on. And here comes a boat running down the road that they're on. So they're standing there. They're doing this extraction, getting, you know, rescuing these people. A boat comes in. Doesn't shut down until it's right close to them, throws a wake on all these people trying to pass these children down. Out of the boat, jumping into the water, is one Jerry Rivers. You know who Jerry Rivers is? Well, he's taken another name you might know better. Geraldo Rivera, who's born Jerry Rivers. Geraldo Rivera jumps out, goes into the line where they're passing the kids, rescuing the kids out of the house and getting them in the boat, and stands in line to be, as his cameraman goes on, takes the shot, stands in line to receive a child. So he would be in the line of handing the children one by one from the house over to the boat. Just shows up to get in the shot. Like, he's going to help now. They get the shot. They do something else. At that point, Geraldo Rivera, then goes to return to the boat, where this group of Special Forces, these operator guys who were there, they said, and I can't quote all the words, you can only imagine with those folks, the spicy language given about what are you doing? You're leaving now? And so that was the funny thing. They said, you're not going to get to leave now. You want to come in and get this shot. Now you're going to finish this rescue. So they made Geraldo Rivera stand there in the nasty floodwater in New Orleans, and finished handed everything they needed to get out of the house, and everything made him work and wouldn't let him go after he got his shot, made him stand there even after he got the TV shot. So if you ever go back, and I got to go back and see, I'm sure it's somewhere on YouTube, Geraldo Rivera in the floodwaters handed a kid. You see people that are military, and then you'll see Geraldo Rivera in the middle. When he got that shot, he had just come wheeling in after those guys had been doing that work, all of exhausted, right, working 18-hour days, all through the flooded streets of New Orleans, rescuing people. And Geraldo Rivera just came pulling in on the boat, threw a big wake to get himself on the TV for something to look at there. It's a new story. I heard that just a couple weekends ago. Old Jerry Rivers. All right, your memories of Katrina, we'll get to it. And you pulled me in here, guys. I mean, had the story 2 days ago, have not really got into the Lake Ontario story, but hey, we will when we return right here on Midday Mobile. Buckle up.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
Right at 1220, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. By the way, here in the waning days of the America's 250 Summer Showcase with FM Talk 106.5, and want to make sure you get in. If you're a procrastinator, here's your warning, right? Because starting next week, Monday, the drawings are going to happen at the participating sponsors. And then next week, we're going to be doing the grand prize drawing as well. And so if you have not gotten yourself in by putting a patriotic photo on our Facebook page and getting the weekly win there, which hopefully you do, and you've got a little bit of time left today to put that in, you need to make sure you stop by our participating sponsors and get your name in the registration box. So when you go in the stores, you'll see, it'll say America's 250 Summer Showcase with FM Talk 106.5. You'll see the logo there. There should be a pad there with your name. Put your name, phone number in there, drop it in the box, and then they're all drawing for winners at each participating sponsor. So that's going to be happening Monday. They're going to do those drawings, and then we're going to pick those up and put them with the others and then do the grand prize drawing. So remember to go by your lineup here, J&M Tackle, which, by the way, you want to see a hype video for registering at J&M Tackle. Our friend Erica Thomas is on our Facebook page. You can go see not only the hype here, but you see all the gear that you're going to win with their prize package, over $2,500. Go see that on our Facebook page. But you can make sure to get registered at J&M Tackle, G&D Farm Feed and Outdoors, right? So G&D out in Tanner Williams, out by my house. Gray's Craze, charcuterie boards and boxes, right? Go buy Gray's Craze. They're kind of near, if you know where Pop's Midtown is, kind of across the street from that. Go see our friends in Theodore at Cart Doctor. Register there as well. Piggly Wiggly stores. Now, you've got Piggly Wiggly locations through Mobile and Baldwin County. Mount Vernon, Georgetown, Saraland, 8 Mile, Tolmanville, Spanish Fort, Locksley, Fairhope, Foley, and the one here at University and Airport. Those are all participating sponsors, so drop your name in the boxes there as well. So there's all your places. Just get out today, maybe on your lunch hour here or after work. If you haven't done it yet, make sure you get your name in at J&M Tackle, G&D, Gray's Craze, Cart Doctor, and participating Piggly Wiggly stores. And they're going to be drawing on Monday. And it's all going to be going to one person, this great, great showcase of prizes next week. So one of y'all is going to win. It's $4,700 plus worth of prizes. One person wins the whole thing in the America 250 Summer Showcase. So get signed up. Right. Let's see the text line here. Let's see. Let's get some more, a little more of the Katrina memories here. Pat says, I was at my stubborn our grandpa's house because he wouldn't leave Fowl River. Then a tree fell on the house around 9 p.m. and we loaded up and went to a cousin's house in Mobile. Fun times. Yeah, it was a long night, wasn't it? Let's see. CB Carl said, Laura and I had just moved into our new house in Bon Secours. The house's first hurricane was Camille. That's a pretty good test of it. I sure ended up with a punch list of repairs that lasted me a couple years. Oh, the joys of home ownership. Got that right. Let's see. Trucker Joe says, oh, yeah, I remember Katrina. A ton of New Orleans thugs, NOLA thugs, and gangbangers moved to Pensacola. Crime rate went through the roof. Thanks to Sheriff Simmons for getting things back to some sort of normalcy. Let's see. Buddy, why do people here make such a fuss over Hurricane Katrina? I'll never understand. Hurricane Ivan the year before did more damage here, especially in Baldwin County. All right. So Katrina has, buddy, good. It's first of all, it's a tale of two counties. I've talked about this before, but Katrina gets more attention because it got more attention nationwide because of New Orleans, which is not where the eye hit, right? But levee failure and all that. So that's why it gets more. And for me, my daughter was born during it. So, but I was talking to a buddy of mine. His son just had a birthday. His son was born around Ivan, and my daughter was born for Katrina. And we kind of were talking about that this morning. Ivan was it did affect Mobile County, for sure, and Dauphin Island, but Ivan was a Baldwin County storm. Katrina was a Mobile County storm. And I understand before you, and you can race to the text line, because you'd be like, I got damage from Katrina during in Baldwin County. Sure did. And you should have seen the erosion of, you know, what happened down along the Eastern Shore. Absolutely. And people got damage in Mobile County from Ivan, especially look at Dolphin Island, places like that. But Ivan more is a Baldwin County storm, Katrina more Mobile County storm. And I think about that too, because I talk about my daughter being born during that. And best friend gets over a couple days after my daughter's born to see who would be his goddaughter. And he and his wife come over and they were talking about how bad it had gotten after they left their house in Daphne. They had some damage, but how increasingly you could see as you went west, as the damage got more and more coming west from there. Mobile County during Ivan got some damage, but it was probably a month later before I got down to the Gulf to look at it. But my friends down there told me what it looked like after Ivan, and it was way bigger than damage we had seen in Mobile County. So, buddy, I think that's part of it. Ivan is a Baldwin County storm, Katrina a Mobile County storm, and really Mobile as you went south and west, right? I mean, you get even in West Mobile County a lot of damage. You go southwest Mobile County, my God, what happened in, you know, in the bayou and the damage there. So, you know, that's maybe why it is. And I think Katrina gets obviously more national attention because of New Orleans part of it. Let's see. Bo said, my family moved to Dog River in 2004, just in time for Ivan to take the pier. Rebuilt the pier next year, just in time for Katrina to take the boathouse and put 3 feet of water through the house. You know, Bo, that was like, remember going down to Dog River after Katrina? Because it's a place I always wanted to live. And I looked at some of the older houses, the people that had built way early, that weren't even raised. You know, the places that were built on where there's ridges and all that, and the house sits on the ground. And you went through there and you saw all these other houses had damage. And you saw some of these older, they had tree damage, but they didn't have flood damage. And I was like, man, if I could buy that house right there, you know what I'm talking about if you're down there. You know, some of the houses that are elevations high enough that they didn't get the surge. It's amazing. I mean, if you look at it, Dog River got it from Katrina, obviously, but I mean, Dolphin Island and the Mississippi Gulf Coast where it hit, that, I mean, Pascagoula. So I had a buddy who was working in law enforcement in Pascagoula who tells stories about when that second eye wall hit in Pascagoula and what they had to do to get people out. Let's see. Billy D said, hey, Sean, look, man, it was a storm surge is what separated Katrina from all the others. Had a 46-foot surge when it hit Waveland, Mississippi, washing all the way up to I-10 from the water. It was incredible. Yes, the storm surge was epic, right? And got caught in the pocket between us and Louisiana, and it increased even more. Let's see. Matt said, hey, Sean, back when you and when me and you lived in Chickasaw, wasn't it Ivan where it flooded Pirates Cove and shut down power for like 4 or 5 days? I think that's right. Yes. Yes, got the push up Chickasaw and flooded that area. I think we were probably out for a while. Bill says, Frederick was the worst for me. Lost a lot of pecan trees that night. Frederick was bad. I was young enough that I mean, there was work to be done, but I was young enough that I was just dragging limbs and stuff like that. But I was 7 years old or something like that. So I don't remember it the same way as I do Katrina and Ivan out there. But yeah, tomorrow, 21 years. And so we could say we're at 22 years from Ivan and 21 years for Katrina. Ben says Ivan and Katrina were very bad in Point Clear. Only Katrina caused houses to be torn down there due to storm surge. Yeah, I know that the Eastern Shore, right? The Eastern Shore of Baldwin County really took it from that Mobile County kind of storm, Katrina. And obviously, I get it. It had effects the whole way. Both storms had effects in both counties and way away from those counties. I get it. But if you're kind of looking at a branding, Ivan is more of a Baldwin County thing, and I think Katrina more of a Mobile County thing, even though I get it. You live somewhere else and you had damage. I 100% know that that's a thing. Right. Jason says, well, here, I tell you what, we'll come to this when we get back, because we're about to get on this Lake of America thing. So I'll read his text and we'll do some commentary and hear from you when we return right here on Midday Mobile.
Monday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, Friday style. Y'all say hello to my friend Anna. She's at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. She is a human algorithm. By the way, side note, if you're looking for jewelry, she can get it figured out, guys. But also, precious metals. How are we looking today? How's gold looking? How's silver?
Gold and silver have both taken a dip today, and people have been in buying gold and silver. A lot of people have been doing gold buys today just because it took a significant drop compared to yesterday. And we are still buying gold and silver scrap. A lot of people always need extra money for bills or whatnot. It's almost the end of the month here, so a lot of people are preparing for those bills.
And people might not know how much money we're talking about. You and I have talked about this several times. You're like, yeah, so-and-so came in, you know, just a customer or whatever came in, and they didn't think they had much, and they walked out of here with hundreds of bucks, and they were smiled. The smile smiles.
Yes, sir. And it's always heartwarming when they don't expect it to be much and they need the money, you know, mm-hmm. and then they're just like, their smile, it's up, their eyes sparkle. It's like, whoa, I did not expect that. That's always good.
That is a great thing. All right, so tell folks how to find you.
We're at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile. You can always find us on Facebook, Mobile Bay Coins, or you can go to our website, mobilebaycoins.com. You can call us here at the shop. Phone number is 251-725-1590.
Hey, thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Anna. Go by and see them today. Michael, we had a turbine. You say turbine or turbine? I say turbine. A turbine vent blow off during Katrina, and I had to go up and patch it during the storm in West Mobile. Ivan was worse, though. That mud and Lillian under the house was bad. I can still smell it. Oh, yeah, the smells of after a storm surge. If you've, you know, so many of us have dealt with that. It's a special smell, isn't it? For sure. And days afterwards when it starts getting ripe, that's for sure. All right, so mentioned this story. I had pulled this story earlier. It's just like so many that I, you know, have in prepared for the show. You know, if other things come up, I don't get to every story. I mean, you know, running comedy here is that I have any given show 20 some odd tabs open on Google Chrome when the show starts. But yeah, so I saw the story earlier in the week about the renaming of Lake Ontario. Okay, this is all wrapped up in the trade war with Canada. And I think I saw Lutnick on Talking Trash today. But yeah, President Trump has floated this idea of renaming Lake Ontario to Lake America. Of course, Canadians don't like it. I get it. But let's go back to something here. Take away from the rah-rah for a second here. I mean, because there's a lot of other stuff going on that maybe I wish they were spending time on. But remember we did the Gulf of America, right? And I do like the fact that it seems like you just make sure you're self-aware when you're correcting people constantly. If somebody says Gulf of Mexico, they're like, you can't believe, don't let them say Gulf. You're acting like the name police did from the left. Quit it. Now, you can call it Gulf of America, get T-shirts, cool, all that stuff's cool. But when you, like, freak out about it, you remind me of people on the left. They're like, you're misnaming and not using the right word. I mean, you're doing the same thing. And I said it way back then, you know, the Mexico of Gulf of Mexico. Mexico is named Mexico because of the Aztecs. It was Mexico before it was Mexico, right? It's like a Aztec word. I mean, maybe like the moon's navel or something like that. I remember saying that back then. I think we talked with John Sledge about it too. So Mexico was a thing that the Spanish adopted and took as their name because the Aztecs already were using the term Mexico. Okay, so that's, it's not like a deferential to the country of Mexico deferential to the Aztec word. Like, look around our country where, you know, it's just like when you have a game I play, when you ride by new neighborhoods and they're called whatever, Quail Ridge, Deer Valley. I go, oh, that's, you name it for the critters that used to be there. Now it's a neighborhood. Kind of do the same thing with Native American names out there. So here it is with this Lake America thing. for Lake Ontario. And it's the same thing as the Mexico thing. So Ontario is not a Canadian word. The Canadians took that from the Ojibwe's, I think, or the Wyandot, no, Wyandots, I think. The word Ontario, which was used by the native people that lived in that area during that period of time that the French explorers came through. And it translates into like beautiful lake or something like that. I can't pronounce it in Wyandot, but it's Ontario. It became Ontario. And that's what they were calling it. Even when the area was not Canada and the area was not the United States, it was Ontario. It came from the people that lived there. So it's deferential, if anything, to Native Americans that at that point lived in that region, which the idea that, you know, and the reason I point that out, and we'll do shows on this, we have in the past and do it again, when they did the land back movement, remember that during the Biden administration? And I said, you know, you're obviously not reading a lot of books when you think every Native American tribe sprung from the ground at a place and never moved. I mean, it's a really myopic view of like, oh yeah, these people have always been. No, they had not. Tribes moved to new areas. Tribes moved to areas that were occupied and pushed other tribes out that moved to a new area. I mean, that happened. But at the point that the naming happened, I think it was Wyandots that were in that region. So that's how it got the name Ontario. So it's not like it's not deferential to the Canadians. It's deferential to the Native Americans from that area. Wonder if President Trump wants us to rename Ontario, California, too. Do we need to do that? You know, on the east side there, the Los Angeles Metroplex, pretty easier airport to get into a lot of times than LAX going to Ontario. We have to name it. And I mean, there's a bunch of different. The Great Lakes were obviously a big enough deal that everybody paid attention to them. It's real interesting too if you look at some of the places in Michigan. You look at several states surrounding. Back to Pennsylvania in the east and all through Great Lakes region, there's cities that are places where you go, why did that, have you ever been interested why a city starts in a place? And a lot of those that sprung up were the easiest portage from one river that connected, you know, a river connects to a Great Lake, then to get to the next river that created, that would give access to another one. They were portage spots where you pick up the canoe. You portaged before, right? You've been canoeing. And you walk around something, you carry the canoe to the next place. I mean, that whole region, those names come from that. Remember listening to, I heard the boys this morning talk about it, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Shout out, legacy of Gordon Lightfoot. But, you know, Gitche Gumee, it's like the first, two or three lines of that song? That's Ojibwe. That one's not Wyandot. I think that's Ojibwe word. It comes from Lake Superior, which is the Great Sea. So, I mean, that's, so they've been, I don't know. It's just the idea that, like, Gulf of Mexico is deferential to the government of Mexico. And because that region that already had the name Ontario for the Wyandot means Canada, so we got to change. I mean, it seems like we're wasting a lot of time. I know it gets a lot of people happy and fist pumping and all that stuff, but is that what we need to do? Is that our best application of time? Is the president trolling Canadians? Yes. But it'll end up becoming something that we're going to have to change all the maps for. And because it's executive branch fiat, then a new administration will come in and change it back. Seems wasteful to me. Don says, hey, Sean, on this renaming of Lake Ontario to Lake America, I got a bad feeling about folks up north that fish those waters. Canadian Coast Patrol are not the friendliest folks to begin with. My brother and I were up there fishing the Detroit River for walleye. You'll catch some good ones. By the way, freshwater fish-wise, white perch, or people call them crappie, probably my favorite, but gosh darn it, is walleye not maybe my... It's a tie. Walleye is about the best eating freshwater fish out there. And I eat a lot of freshwater fish here, but been up there in Wisconsin and all that. Walleye, my gosh, they're good to eat. So they were fishing in Detroit River for walleye, drifted accidentally for a couple minutes into Canadian waters because a big ship that was passing port side. Then within minutes, Canadian Shore Patrol were alongside and were threatening to arrest us because we did not have Canadian fishing license. Now I guess they'll arrest you, confiscate your boat and all your gear if you cast a hook into Canadian waters. What's next? Yeah, it's going to be... Where's the international line walleye fishing lobby on this? We need to hear from them. We have not. So let's get some update from them. Somebody sent me a picture here. Canadian geese are now called Donald Ducks. It's an AI image that says, welcome to Lake America. Now, of course, I'm just problematic by nature. When people call them Canadian geese, I point out to people that lots of geese that arrive here below the 48th are Canadian geese. They're hatched on the prairies in Canada. Now, Canada geese defines the actual species. Canadian geese would be a goose. Any speckle-belly goose would be a Canadian goose if it was in Canada, right? Irish Indian says, Sean, I'm 63, and I remember Camille, Frederick, Ivan, and Katrina, and those in between. None of them were good. I worked my butt off. Frederick, we went a month without power. Yeah, I know it was a long time after Frederick without power, which was just like, but ride your, see, because you've got me by. Well, you got me by like 9 years, Irish Indian. For me back then, it was just act like a fool. I mean, we did some work around that, but we were too little. We were like 7, 8 years old. So, Scrollverine said, I will say this. There's a phrase for helping me remember the Order of the Great Lakes. Superman helps everyone. So Superior, Michigan, Huron, Etienne, Ontario. So now Superman helps every American. Now I'm worried. Waiting on Nine Line to put out a Lake America shirt soon, as they did for Gulf of America. Alligator Alcatraz, anyone opposed should at least be able to find it on a map. Yeah, and I can find it on a map. Geography is one of my jams. But I still think it's, I get what the president's doing, but I think it's silly. But we can discuss. That's why we got a text line and a phone line. All right, let's see. C.B. Carl said, Jerry Fisher from Blood, Sweat, and Tears had a bar in Bay St. Louis called Dock of the Bay that was always welcoming to us Gulfport Seabees. I was so happy to hear that he had sold it just months before Katrina. Could be karma if you believe in such a thing, because he was really involved in supporting his community and sincerely kind. Well, very good. And because there was anything in Bay St. Louis that was there before Katrina was... A lot of it was gone, right? I mean, Mississippi Gulf Coast, those folks. All right, coming back to the text line and the phone line, 251-343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:51 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. All right, so President had this to say in the signing ceremony. Here we go. Let's go to cut one.
So this is Lake Ontario in Canada and in the United States, but we're going to make a little change. We're going to call it something different than Lake Ontario. We're going to call it Lake America. And all it takes is a good pen and some intelligence. So Lake Ontario, that's gone. Lake America. So now we have a lake, and now we have a gulf. Because we have the Gulf of America, and now we have Lake America, without the of. Thank you very much, everybody. Enjoy Lake America.
Got him. Oh, got him. On that. The Canadians will... maybe that'll get them to, you know, get their tariffs right. Maybe I just don't see the genius in it. Maybe that'll get Carney et al. Up there to go, okay, well, now we're gonna be fair with the United States. Let's see, Killer Bees on the text. Now, one of the killer bees on the text line, said Trump's no historian. He said he'd take Persia in 2 weeks. Laugh out loud. Yeah. Well, he said, I will support our troops now that we're engaged. But remember what I said before that ever happened. And I said, and I said, and I said. See, the next one, Chris in Orange Beach says, we need to rename the Strait of Hormuz to the Strait of America and do it real quick and quit jacking around over there. That sounds like something my dad would say. Quit jacking around over there. Quit monkeying with that. Might have to use that. Ultra Runner. Renaming makes me cringe. Whether it's the Ornithological Society renaming our birds in order to fight racism or Trump's follies, it's foolish. I agree. I mean, just remember when folks on the left were like, oh, that's not the right word. You got to use the right word. Don't be the same. Don't be the same. Be better than that. Hey, by the way, when they rename birds too, the scientists, the biologists that were doing the bird naming, did they spend too much time away from ladies? Were they too much out in the tent camps? Go back and so I like to, like to identify birds. And by the way, just side note, it's called Merlin is the app from Cornell Ornithology. It's the most awesome thing. It is like I had decent interest in, songbird species IDs and knew quite a few. But until I pulled out this app, I didn't realize everything I was missing out there. It's called Merlin. If you want to download, if you like to just sit in the backyard and listen, say, what is that? And it'll tell you what that is. It's pretty cool. But yeah, there's people naming them. I can say this word because it's combined with another word. But like, how many titmouses do we have? How many boobies do we have? I mean, these guys were the naming like guys. Y'all need to see some ladies. Y'all need to get back and see the girls because the naming stuff is it's just out of control. It's always like, go through and look at the names. Like, did those guys just need to go home and see the girls? I think so. Let's see. Unnamed texter. What's next? Earth becomes planet Trump? Don't give him any ideas. And CA said, hey, Ivan waddled east, and thank goodness Camille waddled west. Yep. That's for sure. And Frederick came right on through. And that, that's kind of what started the Dr. Bill legacy. Right, that still lives today here at FM Talk, is he was the one that was saying Frederick was going to hit here in Mobile County when nobody else was. They had, and back in the days when, didn't have all the technology you do here in 2026 in 1979. And Doc was doing the science as always, as always, as irascible as ever. He just looks at the science and he said, no, it's coming here. And people had it going everywhere and he called it right. And that is absolutely true, and kind of started the legend of Dr. Bill Williams. It's from Alan in Baldwin County. He said, Sean, my brothers and I regularly comment on how we knew going into this thing we would have to put up with some of the immaturity and stupidity of President Trump and his administration to get good stuff that we wanted. This whole Lake America thing is the latest eye roll and sigh. I'd rather be putting up with this than being 2 years deep into Kamala Harris administration right now. Absolutely. Alan, I agree with you 100%. It's just, I sometimes like, just get back to the other stuff. Just get back to the other stuff. At a certain point, if the Canadians know you're trolling them and you're doing this, like, I'm more worried about the negotiations and getting our trade right with our partner right there to our north, north of the 48th. Let's do that. Not like, oh, we got them. It's real world is not Twitter or True Social. I know it seems like for a lot of people, but it's not. Matt says $40 trillion in debt, a new war, but this takes precedent. Shaking my head. The $40 trillion in debt. How much I've talked about that over the years, and I don't know. I don't know who is going to fix it. Because each president comes in. Now they're going to take this on. They got a plan, right? They got a plan to take it, and it still continues. Is there a point where you think we're just going to say we're not paying you back? We've become judgment-proof? Is that embarrassing as the United States? That you owe a certain amount of money where you could never pay it back. And the problem is, our government bails out companies that do that to themselves, but there's not someone to bail us out. And part of the problem, too, is people say, well, you know, that's all the Chinese. When we tell them to get bent, the Chinese, I think the Japanese actually hold more of the debt than the Chinese. But Chinese, the Japanese, different European nations, I think account for sub 12% of who's owed. The rest is owed to we the people that they've done. I really do. I think it's, and we'll see if there's any update on the number, but I think it's 12%, 13% or less is owned to foreign nations. So if we say, hey, we're not paying, kind of saying that to ourselves to some degree. All right, coming back, hour number two of Midday Mobile. Y'all stay right there.